WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. When we head to a restaurant, we of course are hoping for good food, but we also know that the service we get can really make or break our experience. And approaches to hospitality can vary from place to place. There's no one size fits all to create a good dining experience. So I sat down with some restaurant owners and managers to hear more. Our guests were Patricia Prozen, the owner of Que Rico Mexican Restaurant in Lakeview, which has glowing reviews for creating a welcoming environment. Plus Lauren Agron, a front of house manager at Ed DeBevics, which is known for, quote, snarky service. Here's Lauren.
For me, it'd be ambiance and the environment that I put myself in, knowing that I'm going to go to a specific restaurant and expect a specific kind of service or a specific type of service, whether it's music or, the decorations or a speedy service. I'm not going to go to a fast food restaurant and expect to be waited on hand and foot, you know?
Yeah, I hear you. What about you, Patricia? What makes a great experience for you when you're dining out?
Well, like you mentioned, you know, all of the above. I mean, comfort, atmosphere, staff, and a place where you feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most of the time, I think that we all pick places that we could frequent and we know exactly how you're going to be treated or, you know, the staff that you may get to know. When I go out to dinner, that's what I expect. I also enjoy just places that I frequent because
yes.
I know the service or the welcoming or the atmosphere that I'm going to expect.
Right. Exactly. Are there non-negotiables for service for you and Patricia?
I mean, I think we all want, as I expect in my restaurant, friendly service. You know, I've been to a few places that I don't know why the staff is as rude as they could be, or maybe somebody's having a bad day, which I understand that can happen, but I don't tolerate anything. I mean,
No.
I think your attitude and just your demeanor has a lot to do with the experience.
Yeah, that would be my non-negotiable too. So I agree totally. What about you, Lauren?
I think a non-negotiable, first and foremost, since you're going into a restaurant, is quality of the food itself. You know, was just said, sometimes people are having a bad day, and as long as I get my food, speedily or I'm getting what I'm paying for.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody that works in the service industry is a human being, and everybody deals with things outside of their jobs, you know. And we try not to bring our personal things into work with us, but it sometimes filters in.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, you both, you care a lot about guests having a positive experience in your establishments. You go about it a little bit differently, though, Lauren, so I think it's a good time to talk about that. I'll start with Ed DeBevics. It's really setting out to entertain diners, right? But in a very interesting way.
Yeah, for sure. So the first and foremost thing about Ed DeBevics is that it is a themed restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to immerse people, not just with the decorations and the setting, but it's also the music and the style of service. There's a big sign outside of Ed DeBevics that says, this is not for you if you can't take a joke.
Yeah.
So
do people think you're rude? Because, I mean, it's like the restaurant is kind of famous for being kind of snarky, but not offensive.
Yeah. So the term rude is used loosely, but I like to prefer sassy.
Okay.
We give our service with a side of sass. But it's a place where people should go if they are looking to let loose and have a good time. The music is a little loud and the service is very like, oh, hey, honey, what can I get you? Oh, fine, I'll be back when I get you. You know, I'll be back as soon as I can or whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know, then us being a restaurant, you know, somebody asks me for napkins. Yeah. I always say, well, I guess I have to do everything around here. But then I go and run and I get those napkins right away.
So are people thrown off by it or do they think it's funny or cute?
Most of the people that come there are people that have been gone there when they were kids. So Ed DeBevics has been open since 1984. It's been the same sassy service since then. And so what I'm finding right now is that the people that are coming are, you know, 30-somethings, 40-something-year-olds that are bringing their kids so that they can experience the fun silliness about it. There are some people that come into the restaurant not knowing because it's a very bright, colorful diner.
Yeah.
It draws people in. And people that come there oftentimes don't know what Ed DeBevics is about, especially since we're located like right off of Michigan Avenue downtown.
Right.
We get a lot of tourists and some people haven't heard of us. So if I'm at the host desk, I ask three questions. How many people do you have? Do you have a reservation? And have you ever heard of Ed DeBevics before?
Right.
And if they say no, I fill them in and let them know.
You gotta go into your spiel for sure.
Yeah, we got it. You know, you're in for a really good time, but it's all in good fun. It's all a joke.
Yeah, interesting. Well, Patricia, quite the opposite. Reading through reviews of your restaurant, for example, I mean, a lot of them point to one thing, and that's how you make people feel like they're at home. Sylvia Bradshaw writes, quote, "Walking into Que Rico is like walking into your family's kitchen." Mark Stevens says, quote, "Very friendly and welcoming team. We feel at home whenever we walk in the door." I felt the same way. I ate at your restaurant several times, actually. I've been there a few times, you know, with my daughters or with my partner. And I felt the same thing. I watched you interact. I was actually amazed just sitting at my table once waiting for my food, watching you interact with people as they came in the door. And I was like, oh my God, does she just know everybody? Or what is this warm greeting? So is that what you set out to do?
Well, Que Rico has been in business 30 years. I have an amazing staff. Mm-hmm. My cook has been with me 30 years. Busboys, 20, 25. I believe my success stems from a combination of factors. Dedication, passion. I love my customers. I kiss and hug everyone.
Yes, I noticed. And I was like, what? This is amazing.
I know. As you know, people have been dining with me, you know, for many years. I am serving margaritas and food to kids I met in diapers. And they'll say, Patty, you know, do you remember Elizabeth and Joe? No. My parents used to bring me here when I was little. I don't remember names. Do you have a picture of your parents? Yeah. Oh, yes, of course. So it's. I mean, I love what I do. I'm passionate. I love people. I'm a people person. And I love, you know, I make all the specials at Que Rico. I do have cooks, but then they take over once I'm done. I just love creating, and people love what I make, and people love how I treat. It's like a family.
Yes.
My restaurant used to be a house, so I left. It's a house that I converted into a restaurant, and you still get like a homey Puerto Vallarta feeling.
Yeah, no, I absolutely enjoyed my experience there. Question for you both, really, Lauren, you first. Is the customer always right?
At the old location of Ed DeBevics, we had a sign that said the customer is usually right.
Oh, did
and
you?
Yes, usually was in all caps, like very big, bold, and bright. And, you know, I think it depends on where you go. I'm not going to go into a McDonald's and expect to get a slice of pizza. You know, so as a customer, if I want pizza, you just got to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So the customer is usually right. I think at Ed DeBevics, I want everybody to have, I always say, a fun, unique, and entertaining dining experience. And that is what we are offering. But there's a certain level, to a certain extent, we can only provide what we are offering.
Yeah.
And we can't offer any more than that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I still want everybody to feel welcomed and have a good time. I want everybody to smile and I want everybody to leave laughing.
WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, no, that's a great goal. Now, being hospitable can also extend to staff. The James Beard Awards are on Monday, and Chicago's own Lula Cafe in Logan Square was nominated for Outstanding Hospitality. Now, Chef Jason Hamill wasn't able to join us for our conversation today, but he did chime in on this point when I talked with him last year about his new cookbook. Let's listen to it.
I believe that leaders in hospitality have a lot to think about with respect to taking care of their teams and to showing what it means to give the emotional labor of service and, you know, in the world today. And it's something that is my main role as a chef, is to provide the resources and leadership for my team to feel supported in their work, which is, you know, our work is being kind and generous to people, but we also have to be kind and generous to our team. So that's really what I wanted to focus on. And not a lot of chefs talk about hospitality, and I want to be one of them.
Patricia, you sort of alluded to this earlier, but what do you think about what he just said about extending that same kindness to the people who work for you?
Well, of course. I mean, and my, you know, like I said earlier, my staff has been with me so many years. Mm-hmm. So I totally, I would refer like hospitality and my staff, like friendliness and being generous and welcoming and having my staff and customers feel comfortable. Everybody wants, you know, the experience of comfort.
Yeah. What do you think, Lauren?
I completely agree. You know, working at Ed DeBevix, I started working there in 2002 when I was 18 years old. And I kind of grew up at Ed DeBevix, and I think that this place as a restaurant and this company overall, anybody that comes through Ed DeBevix that works there, it feels like home. It feels like a family. I grew up there. Most of the people that have worked at Ed DeBevix at one time or another are still friends with everybody that they've ever worked with.
Nice.
Like the other co-manager, Travis and Letty and Judy, they were at my 21st birthday, you know, and I came out of the closet to these people.
Oh,
so
wow.
they're
close.
We are very close. And even the new rendition of Ed DeBevix, everybody is very close, and we are very close, and we are a family, and we take very good care of each other inside the restaurant and outside the restaurant as well.
One of the secrets I would think too, when you're interacting with customers, is about reading energy, right? Reading the room, if you will. Like, how much do you adjust your attentive or gregarious, you know, based on just the table's energy level?
You know, I think at Ed's, reading the room is one of the most important aspects of the service that we are providing. Yes, we are entertainment-based, and we are known for our rude and sassiness, but, you know, sometimes somebody just wants to come into Ed DeBevix and have a quick burger, and they're not there for the entertainment.
Yeah.
And we can provide that as well. Everybody that works there, we're still working in the service industry, and we also just add that level of entertainment. And if somebody just wants to come in for breakfast, it's early in the morning, they just want scrambled eggs.
Yes.
And that's fine. We can totally provide that. And it is very important for, you know, our staff to, as they approach the table, to read their tables. You know, they have kids, and there are people that come in there with special needs that have, like, sensory issues. And we have to make sure that we are even more aware of all of that, especially dealing with, you know, anywhere from tourists and elderly to children, which is why, you know, when people come in, first and foremost, I ask those three questions right away.
Yes, for sure.
Just to make sure that when you're sitting down, you are at least aware of what the environment right. that you're putting yourself in.
Yeah, and I've seen Patricia in action. She definitely reads the room. And just the warmth, as I said before, that greeting is just enough to have everybody just melting and enjoying themselves. We'll leave it there. That's Lauren Agron, who's manager at Ed DeBevix, and Patricia Prosen of K Rico Mexican Restaurant in Lakeview. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced and mixed by Linnea Dominic. It was edited by Meha Ahmed. Every Thursday on the show, we bring you fun conversations about food, from the best eats around town to tips on how to become a master chef in your own kitchen. You can tune in live at noon or subscribe to our podcast so that you never miss an episode. You can also check out our website at wbez.org/reset to see our full archive of conversations. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
My name is Donald. I live on the southeast side of Chicago. I support WBEZ because of the balanced reporting and covering so much about an issue as opposed to just the few seconds that you may hear on most other news outlets. It matters to me to hear the story more completely